Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
Wow, has the dust finally settled? Is it safe to come out of our bunker? I don't care if you're a Republican, a Democrat, an Independent, a Socialist, or a sun worshiper. We can all agree on one thing. We are glad that the election on November 5th is finally behind us. Gone, maybe, but not forgotten. Was it true that one of the candidates eats dogs? Did his opponent think Einstein was one beer? I'll concede that their television commercials didn't really say that, but only because the campaigns didn't think of it early enough to cut a new commercial and buy more airtime. It could have been worse. At least Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene didn't jump into the fray to insist that Kamala Harris started all those hurricanes. Wait a minute. She sort of did say that. That's how crazy things got, to the point many Americans were no doubt pondering a move to Canada, no matter who won the election. We stared at our TV screens for hours at a time, like zombies, waiting in vain for something worthwhile to happen. Even a Three's Company rerun would have been welcome. I was so desperate for normalcy in the run-up to the election that I would have been happy to endure Victor and his commercials for Victor's Home Solutions every 5 minutes. That's how sick I got of the mud flying in all directions. It's like we've come up with a new national golden rule of politics in this country. Say something positively evil about your opponent before he says something positively evil about you. Donald Trump called Kamala Harris stupid and lazy. Kamala Harris said Mr. Trump is unhinged and unstable. And that's just the rhetoric that made the air. Imagine what they must have muttered to themselves privately. It made me wonder what the scene will look like on the steps of the Capitol on Inauguration Day on January 20. One of the better traditions of our election process in America is the ceremonial passing of the torch on Inauguration Day. Even if the outgoing president and his successor are of opposite political parties, the loser attends the victor's swearing-in and graciously extends a handshake and best wishes. That didn't happen back in 2021 at Joe Biden's inauguration. Mr. Trump, insisting Mr. Biden's win was rigged, was a no-show. A simple act intending to signify the peaceful transition of power from one administration to the next did not happen on January 20, 2021. That broke an Inauguration Day tradition that dated back 152 years. Of course, given the events of January 6th that year, the break did not come as a surprise. Will Joe Biden show up to witness Donald Trump taking the oath of office? My guess is he will, although one supposes he will do so with a grimace on his face. There was a time in America when the loser of a political race was expected to reach out to the winner and offer congratulations and good wishes. Nowadays, one wonders if it's hypocrisy to even try.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media.